T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I want the Vision Computers Twitter poll today to be Braves related. We're talking Falcons, and we'll get back to that a little bit later on. But the question we have during the Braves breakdown is pretty simple. Do you still believe the Braves are a playoff team? And here's the choices I think we should go with, Mark. Yes, best team in the NL East, they'll make it. Two, no, they're showing some of their flaws. Or three, only if they make moves at the trading deadline. I think that should be the three options we do with the Braves breakdown. So, yes, we unequivocally right now, no matter if they make a move or not, think they are going to be a playoff team. B, no, they've already shown some of the flaws, starting pitching, bullpen, whatever. And then C, yes, only if they make moves at the trading deadline. That'll be today's Vision Computers Twitter poll. Vision Computers, again, where if you need help with tech support, less than 15 seconds away. Rick, you were in Vegas doing the NBA Summer League stuff, getting it in, stud shirting it up, Red Bull and vodka, all of that good stuff.
That's all true.
Did you stud shirt it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wore a stud shirt to this little gig, this little shindig last night, and actually it just got lazy and didn't change. And so, but it's uncomfortable, like rocking a stud shirt and trying to sleep on a plane.
Yeah.
But I did. And now I've got a really comfortable polo on right now.
Did you get shoes like Dennis Scott did? Dennis Scott got new shoes during Summer League. I saw that. He had shoes to match the shirt.
Did not get new shoes.
Ah.
We need to launch an investigation. Mm-hmm. Why he got new shoes and I didn't get new shoes.
Now, I don't know if he went and purchased his own new shirts.
He might have.
Yeah.
He might have. He's a baller that way. Super quick, random Braves nugget from over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked 3 consecutive days with Laker great Derek Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome guy, natural at broadcasting. And
Didn't try to fight you like Matt Barnes did. No? Okay.
I really enjoyed working with him. But I knew that was coming, by the way. Anyway, I'm like, we're talking, and I'm like, the Braves lost again. Come on, guys. He's like, they did. And I'm like, you care about baseball?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, man. I'm like, who's your team? He's like, the Braves. Derek Fisher, Braves fan.
Really?
He's from Arkansas. So,
I didn't know that.
I didn't know either. I go, really? That's kind of random. Why the Braves? He goes, Dale Murphy.
Oh, nice.
So, okay. Didn't know that. Derek Fisher, lifelong Braves fan, and it's because of Dale Murphy. So, pretty cool.
So here's what we were talking about in the Vision Computer Twitter poll. Do you still believe this Braves team is a playoff team? And the options are yes, but still best team in the NL East. No, we've seen some of the warts, starting pitching, bullpen, etc. Or yes, only if they make moves at the trading deadline. They go 5-5 on the road trip. And Rick, Chris and I talked about this some yesterday, but I want your opinion because you were not here. Before the road trip, we said 5-5 would be a great road trip. 2 out of 3 in St. Louis, lose 2 out of 3 in New York, split with Milwaukee. Well, instead, you swept the Cardinals and lost 3 out of 4 to the Milwaukee Brewers. 5-5, when you look at it surface value, still a very good road trip for the Braves. The second thing, though, is the way that you ended it really gave people a cause for concern going forward with this Braves team.
Yeah, but that's people that are a prisoner of the moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you concerned?
No.
Okay, me either. If you're a prisoner of the moment, you look at, we lost 2 out of 3 to the Yanks, and we lost 3 out of 4 to the Brew Crew,
yep.
And we suck, and we're not going anywhere, and all the dreams are dead and gone. Please don't think that way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. Have perspective. Look at it from the helicopter as opposed to the crime scene on Piedmont Peachtree.
Mm-hmm.
Right there in the heart of it. No, it's not in the heart of that. We lost a 4-game series at Milwaukee. Who cares? We're tied for first place in the National League East with the Phillies, and we are a game and a half, 2 games behind the top 2 teams in the National League, the Brewers and the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
We're right where we need to be. All we said, John, was let's go 5-5 on this road trip,
right,
however it happens,
yep,
and then let's come home, take care of business in the 5 home games before the All-Star break. I'm not concerned one bit. Now, I need Newcomb.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's on both of my fantasy baseball teams, to get this right. He's killing me right now. But Newcomb's a beast.
Right.
I'm not worried about this. Even beast pitcher. I mean, like, Strasburg and Scherzer, they don't get knocked around 2-3 games in a row. They just don't. That's why they're the upper crust right. of pitchers. And Newcomb's not there yet. I need Newcomb to get back on track, clearly, but I'm not worried about Sean Newcomb.
Here's what this road trip showed me. I think there is a need, more so than in the bullpen, for a frontline starting pitcher. And you and I have talked about this quite a bit, you know, over the last 2 months. Hey, we'd like to go get a starter. We'd like to go get DeGrom, Syndergaard, one of these guys. I think you're at the point in this season where you realize, all right, Fulte's really good, and Anibal Sanchez saved you from losing 6 in a row with a great performance. Newcomb, for the most part, in the first half of the year, has been lights out. But after that, Teran has been hit or miss. You never know what you're getting out of Julio Teran. And everybody else has been in and out of the rotation. Brandon McCarthy's been hurt. Mike Soroka's been hurt. Max Fried's on the disabled list now with a blister issue. So you haven't been able to solve 3 and 4, and you could argue, or 4 and 5, and you could argue that 3's really inconsistent with Julio Teran. I think what this road trip did was push the button of Alex Anthopoulos to go get a starter, maybe more than any other position.
I agree, John, but then I don't agree, because we already pushed that button before the road trip, didn't we?
We did.
So that I've always thought we needed that top line starter, because then it's perfect. The Fulte's your all star. Newcomb should be an all star. Probably booted the all star game away with these last three grub. Is it 2 starts in a row or 3 starts in a row?
Three.
So he might have booted away an all star berth with these last 3 bad starts. And then your 4 is Teron, and your 5 is, and I'm kind of looking at it as a playoff thing where you might not even need your 4th
sure.
starter, and you definitely will not need your 5th starter in a playoff scenario. So, I like Jay Happ of the Blue Jays is not that guy. Like, he's been mentioned, John, by, you know, a lot of teams are interested in getting Jay Happ of the Blue Jays, who was having a good year. And over the last month, I have now cut him on my fantasy baseball team. He is getting murdered, okay? So, mm-hmm. like, he's not the guy I want for our break. I'm not sloughing off prospects to go get Jay Happ. I'm sloughing off prospects to go get a bad bleep that is going to take us to that next level that we want to go. So, to your point, maybe a lot of people look at this 10-game road trip tells me this and tells me that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to speak for you, but I already diagnosed the issue before the 10-game road trip.
Yeah, me too.
You too.
But what this has done is showed that when you're playing the upper echelon teams, you're still not quite there. Can the Braves go out and win a series in the playoffs? Absolutely. I think they can still, as currently constructed right now, if they get back to hot Fulte and smoking hot Newcomb, you can get, if you get those two guys to give you 4 starts in a playoff series, you can get to the next round. They can get deep in the playoffs. But to really think that they're going to go head-to-head with the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Astros, the Brewers, and they're in the mix potentially for a Manny Machado, to think that you're going to go play against those teams and have to go on the road with how you're currently constructed and go deep, I think that's a little short-sighted. They have to make a move now. The question becomes this, Rick, and Alex Anthopoulos has said, you know, money's not an issue. They're going to examine everything. How willing are they to mortgage stuff? How willing? For a Jay Happ, you're not giving up anything. Jay Happ's a 35-year-old rent-a-player. You're getting him for beans and eggs, mm-hmm. basically.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going and you're dreaming bigger than that and you're trying to go get the Justin Verlander that the Astros got a year ago, you're going to have to mortgage pieces. Are they willing to do that today? I don't think they are.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I'd bet against it. You mentioned that this road trip kind of proved that we're not quite where we need to be against the upper echelon teams. I'm going to go ahead and agree with that, because you sweep the Cardinals,
mm-hmm.
but they're not an upper echelon
no,
team.
They're a decent team.
They're good. They're not upper echelon. I think they're 3 games over 500 right now. They're projecting to not be a playoff team
right.
this year. They're competitive. They're good. They're talented, but they're not an upper echelon team. That's the Dodgers, the Cubs, the Brewers, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Astros, the Mariners.
Yeah.
That's the upper echelon right now. And our Braves are in that next tier.
Mm-hmm.
We're the Phillies are in that
sure.
next tier, many others. But
the Dodgers.
But I'd put the Dodgers in the upper echelon. Like, if healthy, that's a very talented team. Now, I know their offense has shrunk
mm-hmm.
This year compared to last year, but
the last thing you want is shrinkage during the regular season.
You don't want shrinkage.
No, you need,
definitely not in the postseason.
You
either.
Need a lot of expansion of your offense. You want guys just to, you know, hit it everywhere.
And you just go with an extent?
Yeah, maybe one of those.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.